World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I'm going to do my best today, and I was just telling the folks before we went live here. And by the way, hey, friends, listen, I'm not trying to steal an audience from anybody, so I don't ever want to think that. But I get emails saying, how do I join the queue? How do I get in that queue? And I don't want to be repetitious, but as you guys know, repetition is the heart of education. Here's how you join the queue. You go to Coach Dave Live. Coach Dave Live, there's it, picture me. And then you see right in the middle, it says join the queue. You click on that. And what that does then is that permits you to come in to where you can actually raise your hand and ask questions. Now you say, well, Coach, once I get in, how do I get to ask a question? Well, at the bottom, once you get logged in, there'll be a little hand. And you just click on that little hand. And that hand shows me that you want to come in here and talk. You raise your hand, and I see that Clay wants to come in and talk, and so we get him in and talk. So in order to do that, you have to be at CoachDaveLive.com. So you guys wondering all the time how these people are getting in here, and you're watching it, and you can't get in here. So what the heck's going on? That's how you do it. Coach Dave Live, join the queue. Now, Spencer, help me out here, because it will require a download of Google Hangout if you're doing it on your phone. Is that right, Spencer?
That's correct. You'll have to have the
If you're watching the show on your phone, then you'll have to download an app called Google Hangout or Google Meet, M-E-T. I'm sorry, Google Meet, M-E-E-T. Google Meet. You have to download it if you're doing it on your phone. It's a free download, and that gives you access on your phone to the show. You can just watch the show on your phone. That's no big deal. But if you're out there and you got to say, I'd like to say something, you can't do it on Facebook. You can't do it on the Patriot Party News. You can't do it on Rumble. You can't do it on all the platforms we're on. You can only do it at Coach Dave Live. So all the people that you're watching right here, there's 92 right now. It'll go up. There are 92 people in the queue that can ask questions. They're all logged on at CoachDaveLive.com. So people are saying to me, where's that? You said you're putting it in the show notes. Well, where is that? Well, it's at CoachDaveLive.com. And after the show's over, at the bottom of the show, there's the show notes. And because a lot of times we'll bring up something like we did yesterday, all the people giving money to the Israel lobby, giving money to elected officials. Was that unbelievable? Wasn't that unbelievable to see how many people are getting money from the Israel lobby? And by the way, the House of Representatives last night reauthorized the FISA thing where they can spy on you without telling you. Yes, the Republicans pushed it over. Yeah, I don't want to get wrapped up in that. I want to talk to you about some other stuff here today, though. And I want to give you a little bit of some little advertising and some things that we're doing that are really, really important. So, Spencer, pull up the calendar for me. Hey, folks, I got to bed about 2:30, and I got up at 5:30. So I've had 3 hours sleep. If I sound like I'm drunk, I'm just tired. I've been drunk. I've been drunk in like forever. But I remember what I know how to be drunk, and I'm not drunk, so we're good. So, hey, a reminder, this Saturday Night Live, and there's the address, April 20th. We'll start at 6 o'clock p.m., and Mel, I forgot about the pre-show. I'll get that done up there. There's a location. It's a big pool barn. Nice. It's out in the country. You may have to park on the it's an old, not gravel road, but it's an older road. So if you get there, there's a lot of cars. I hope there would be, but it doesn't mean there will. Bring a friend with you. Bring a friend. Now, I know that Clay Parker can't drive in for this off from Tennessee, and Steve Deck can't drive in from New Jersey. I get that. But anybody who's kind of local, come on, get them to come. You come and get them to come. I promise you, I promise you, we're picking up where the church left off. And what we want to do is we want you to bring people who are sort of awake but think you're crazy. Just let them come and see that we're not crazy people. And we're going to have a presentation. And I'm not going to tell you what that presentation is, but it'll be good. And as Chad said, picking up where the church left off. That's what we're going to do. It's what we have to do. Coach Dave Live. Now, look, right there, my contact information, ptsalt@gmail.com. You do not have to let me know you're coming. You don't have to register. Just come. Bring somebody with you. This is the first of what's going to be several. I hope to make this eventually. I'm hoping maybe a couple, maybe, I don't know, times a month. Because we want to train, equip, and mobilize the same. Does anybody know where that is in the scripture real quick? I hate to do this, but I do stream of consciousness. The job of the church is to train, equip, and mobilize.
Ephesians chapter 4, Coach.
Thank you, Dale. Where is that?
Ephesians 4.
Ephesians chapter 4. Now, friends, if your pastor, your church, is not doing this, okay, there is one body, one spirit. So there ain't Republican. I'm sorry, they're not Baptists and Lutherans. And there's only one body. There's only one body, okay? That's what it says. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's above all and through all and in y'all. That pretty much covers it, doesn't it? Huh? He's above all y'all, he's through y'all, and he's in y'all. He's a hillbilly, evidently. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Any gift you have is a gift. Any talent, any skill you have is a gift. And one of the greatest frustrations I have is you don't know your gift. Or if you do know your gift, you don't even know where to plug it in. I remember when I ran into Bob Evans, some of you have to say, who? Bob Evans. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We connected with Bob Evans, and you know what Bob Evans does? He fixes stuff. He makes stuff. And I'm going to get Bob in here and ask him until he got involved here. Bob, did anybody in your church ever say, Bob, you know, we noticed you're really good at fixing stuff. How about coming and help us fix stuff? Steve Deck's the same way. Steve Deck can look at, when I'm working with Steve Deck, my mind's blown because he sees things I would never see. Why? Because it's his gifting, right? And see, we tend to think that gifts only apply to the body of Christ and spiritual things. No. We all have a bent. We all are built in a certain way that God has gifted us in unique ways. And my one of my great, I don't say frustrations, is guys don't know what their gifts are. God, he gave gifts to men, it says. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. What's the gift Christ has given you? And has any pastor ever helped you figure it out? I've told this story before. I'm going to tell it again. I remember going and volunteering, saying, hey, you know, golly, I'd like to get the men together out of church, so to the pastor. I'd like to get some men together and get them organized. And I'll never forget what he said to me. He said, Coach Dave, you need to be in the men's group, not lead one. True story. You need, rather than him say, oh, yeah, putting his arm around me and give me a noogie, come on, let me show you how. Nah, he wasn't interested in doing that. So my gift didn't get developed. Have you guys picked up yet? I got a gift. Anybody out there picked that up yet? Right? A gift of communication and motivation. I have a gift. So do you. But your gift may not be mine, but you got a gift. Hang on. So where he said he's sitting up high, led captive to captive, and gave gifts unto men. Now, come on, dudes. Rob Pugh says he can hear me, but he can't see me. What's that all about, Spencer? Everybody else see me okay? Huh. Yeah, Rob, it's on your end. But he was giving, wow. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high and led captive to captives and gave gifts to men. Wow. Giftings, not money and clothes and food. I mean, he did, but he gave gifts to men. And he that descended is the same also that he ascended. Who did? Christ ascended where? Far above all, scroll up here, Spence, far above all heavens. And he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles. He gave some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. Hey, folks, I'm sorry. This isn't in the church, just in the church. What? Why did he give them those gifts? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that henceforth we'd be no more like children tossed to and fro, carried about every wind of doctrine, but sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive us. Come on, friends. Who are these cunning men laying in, huh? Yeah, that guy in the pulpit who doesn't care about your gift, not really. He hopes you have the gift of cooperation or whatever he says you do. He never pulls you inside and says, what do you, Steve Decca, what's the Lord putting on your heart today, Steve? As if the only guy who can receive the gift is the guy up on the platform. That we be henceforth no more like children, tossed to and fro, carried about wind of doctrine, sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive us. Scroll down. This is good, isn't it? Thank you, Lord. This is right off the top of my head. But speaking the truth in love may grow up in him into all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Do you see this, friends? Daggone. The church is not a connected body. And even in local bodies are not plugged in and connected. No wonder. No wonder the left wins every fight. They're so connected. They're all pushing the same direction. That's what I want to do. I want to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. We all come in unity. Amen. That's what I want to do. And I don't care if I have to be the guy who gets that crowbar and crows in the middle and separates some truth from some lies. So Saturday Night Live is about getting you together, and we're all going to get in there, and we're going to serve the same Lord, the same Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about some stuff, how we can make a difference, how you can make a difference, and we'd love for you to be able to come. Got two hands I sense I ought to go to them right now, and then I got more. I got some good stuff again today. Mark Trump, come on in, then Clay.
Can you go to verse 10 of what you just read?
Yes. Go to verse 10. If you
so
can.
Christ, where is Christ?
Is in heavenly
he
places.
In heaven? Well, is he?
No. He's in us. In
no,
us.
No, look at number 10, Coach.
He that descended is the same also that ascended far above all heavens. That he might.
How many
through.
Heavens?
Many of them, brother.
all of them.
Yeah.
All right. So if he is above all heavens, is he in heaven?
Yeah.
He's above them all. He's outside heaven.
Yes, sir. I'm with you, dude.
I'm just saying, you've taught me to read this Bible. I just tripped over that, and I'm thinking that explains a lot.
It does, right?
It's a separate subject, but I just wanted to say, when y'all read the Bible, don't just read it to get to the end of the story.
Amen, buddy.
Good day. This stuff is so rich, Coach. Thanks for letting me share that.
No, sure, Mark. How about that? Now that he ascended, scroll down just a bit, Spence, if you would. Move up. Up one more. Now that he ascended, what is but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Amen. Folks, this is real. There's a lower part of the earth? What? He descended same also far above all the heavens? How do you get far above the heavens? I thought that was heaven.
Amen. That's my point. Amen.
Yeah. Wow. Man, led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. You understand what a gift unto men? The ability for Steve Deck to look at that and say, no, that needs to go this way. That's a gift. The ability for Mark Trump to whatever data, whatever he's working to identify. So, there's the problem. That's a gift. The gift that my wife has to cook all day to feed everybody, and at the end of the day, knowing that she's exercised her gift. Y'all got gifts. You know what they are? What's a gift for? Edifying of the saints. building up of the body of Christ. And you got, you're sitting on a gift you don't even know you have. Go ahead, Clay.
In regard to Saturday Night Live, if I lived in Ohio, I'd sure be there. Hebrews 10:25 says, "And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near." So to men, if you're not used to doing this and maybe you got a different schedule that you keep on Saturdays, this is your chance to make a difference in your family and start a new tradition in your family. And on Saturdays, you know, you can incorporate going out and getting a hamburger or something on the way to and from this event or something with your family. But you can change the future of your family right now with Saturday Night Live.
Amen. And, you know, somebody asked me yesterday, I think it was, "Hey, Coach Dave, who's preaching?" I said, "What?" I said, "Who's preaching?" "Preaching? What are you talking about, Willis? We're getting together. We're getting to know each other. We're strategizing. Ain't nobody preaching." Do you see our mindset? See how it is? We got to get away from that. We got to come together and huddle up, saints, and then go do what? Huh? Why, go teach the truth. We have to edify the body of Christ. We have to go into all the world and teach them to observe all I've commanded you. And he'll be with us always, even in the year. That's the call. Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. So who's preaching? Ain't nobody preaching. Unless the Lord gives somebody in the congregation a word. They may stand up and preach. Man, we got to change the way we think. Roger.
Well, for those of us that like a little more structure, please be kind. And I understand the free flow of the Holy Spirit, but we do live in a culture. We do live in a society. We do. And we understand that this is something new. But I don't think there's anything wrong with the concept of what does the evening look like. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, are we going to sing a? Could I bring my hymn book? Could I bring?
Sure.
Could I bring some music sheets and say, and pass them out and say, "Let's sing Amazing Grace." Is there? Yes. And I understand this is the first one, and I understand that there may be a little more free flow, but for me, my personality is kind of, hey, what's happening that night? You know what I'm saying? I'm just curious. I just kind of want to know. It's like sometimes a person will post something and I'll say such things like, "Well, could you give me the liberty of asking a few questions?" Yeah. I'm not being nosy. I'm not being, you know, wanting to dig where I shouldn't be, but I'm just kind of curious. So keep that in mind. Because,
okay. Awesome. Awesome. So Roger, we're going to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. That's all we're going to do.
Okay.
You're not going to come and be preached at, right? We're not going to do that. And again, we're a body of Christ, man. We're a body. Let's get the body together. Let's go do something to impact. That's really what it's all about. But really, Saturday Night Live is also about getting you to go back to your network of people. Say, man, you got to come be part of this. You got to come be part. And we're doing it specifically on Saturday night for two reasons. Number one is I believe that's the real Sabbath. And number two, we want you to be able to go to your church the next day if you want to. And talk to people. We're not into stealing people. I don't want to steal people.
See, if you merely said, "This is about fellowship," I'd be all in. Because, see, I miss that. You know what I'm saying? Yes. If you said, "Hey, bring your hymn book, bring your Bible." But what we're really trying to do is to reestablish some of the fellowship that people are missing who are not attending church regularly. That's for whatever right. reason, I'd say, "Ooh, I'm in, baby. I don't need to hear anything
That's
else."
That's what we're doing.
I miss that fellowship. I miss drinking a cup of coffee and somebody asking me how I'm doing, and now I can give an honest answer.
Yeah, now
they'll listen to me.
Rather than just going to church and acting like you're holy, right?
That's it.
Yeah. We're actually going to get to know each other. Amen. That's what we're going to do. That we're done. And then look, I got to move on quickly because I forgot. Golly, it's been 20 minutes already. Bobby Lee, pull up the events page, because Bobby Lee is working really, really hard on two events involving Dr. Doug Frank and election interference. The first one, friends, is June 8th, and this will be held, Bobby, in Kentucky. Is that right? for all those people down in the Richmond, Kentucky area. It's a free event, but friends, they have hotels. Bobby has a block of hotel rooms if you're coming from a long distance, you want to stay there. So if you have questions about that, just email me, okay, and I'll connect you to Bobby. And then on June 25th, Dr. Frank then is going to be in Pennsylvania. He's going to be on June 29th. Dr. Frank specifically breaks down what happened to the election in Pennsylvania. So these two on your calendar begin to move forward on that. Bobby, I don't know if you're out there. Is there any more information, Bobby, anything you'd like to say about it? Folks, this stuff, look, this stuff is, hang on a second, Bob, I'm sorry. Folks, this is critical. You can bring people and they'll come and hear it and they won't think you're crazy anymore. It's an opportunity you evangelize the truth. Go ahead, Bob.
Just to clarify, the Kentucky event is a day event, right? Now, the Pennsylvania event is, I was able to secure Cabela's conference room, which is a big deal, right? And we got a hotel there in Hamburg, PA, at a lower rate. So you're going to want to be a part of both if you're surrounding areas, but you're definitely going to want to be a part of PA at Cabela's. I think it's just an exciting place to have you. And you need to understand, if you're not familiar with Dr. Frank, he scientifically breaks down county by county across the nation with clearly explaining and grasps how the election was stolen. Undeniable.
And this one will be too, Bob.
Yeah. So we got one last thing. We got to support each other, right? So I've been reaching out to other groups, and it's really become clear to me the ego that people and men run on, because they get tied up in their own little groups, and we can't support each other. Everybody thinks they got the answer, right? And it's the same thing with churches. Churches running their own programs, not playing together, as Coach would say. Well, this is how we're going to. Oh, and the Dominion voting machines are still in operation, right? So all of us that demand to run our own programs and can't figure it out and can't support each other, well, you know, that's how we're all going to hang separately.
That's right. So, Bobby, let me ask this question. I'm going to ask it to the audience today. How many pastors, percentage I'm looking for now, how many percentage of pastors understand what happened with the election? And that's number one. And then number two, how many have explained it to their congregations? Would you guys like say like none? Would you all agree with me? Like none? None? And isn't this important? Is this mixing religion and politics? Well, I suppose it is to a degree. Aren't we supposed to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world? I would think Dr. Frank would be in a church every Sunday. Every Sunday. But see, he can't be in a church every Sunday because people go there to hear a sermon. They won't go hear a sermon. Right? 5% Richard, I bet it's not even that high. So these are the things. That's what we try to do here. Equip the saints for the works of the ministry. I can't be everywhere. You can't be everywhere. But you can be where you are. And if you're out there and you're a pastor listening right now, have you spoken about this to your congregation? Have you talked about the stealing of elections? Because they're going to steal the next one. And by the way, we know this. They stole Barack Obama too. He didn't win. And Hillary was supposed to win. They just didn't cheat enough. How long have they been stealing our elections? Long time. I don't get bogged down on it. I'm looking at my calendar here. I talked about that. I got a couple more things. Have I forgotten anything out there? Anybody? Excuse me. I'm sorry. I got a call. I was up till 2:30 last night. Joe, go ahead, Joe Allen.
I know when we had the men's meeting up there and we saw Dr. Frank there.
Yes.
The crowd was silent the whole time.
You didn't know what to say, do you, Joe? When you see how much was stolen, right? Should we be concerned about that? I think we should. Okay, cool. Let me move on. Boy, I'm just kidding. What? Isaac Yoder is at a halfway house. Praise the Lord. Isaac Yoder, our buddy, he's been locked up in for about 4 or 5 months, been locked up in there in Springfield, Missouri. Isaac Yoder, this last weekend, was released to home confinement, whatever that means. I don't know if he's allowed to work. I don't know whatever it is, but he's no longer separated from his wife and his children. And so we praise God for that. We want them all out. We want them all out. But see, you know why we can't get them all out? Because most of the pastors think it was an armed insurrection against the government. That's no, right? Some of these things only the church can do, friends. And when we say we're not going to get involved, then we just roll over and let the other side lock up our buddies. Truth be told. Cool. Thank you, Michelle. She yelled at me, stomped her foot. I got to do this real quick, too. pull up Junk Silver. I did a show. Hang on. Today at noon, I don't know if it's live or not. I'm going to be on the His Glory. You guys know Dave Scarlett? His Glory. Pull that up for me, Spencer, real quick. I'm sorry. I pulled a fast one on you. His Glory. I'm going to be on with him at noon today. I don't know if it's live or whether it's not, but they have a special show called, I should know what it is. Scroll down. Click watch.
Take five. Take five.
Yeah. So this, folks, they have a huge following, and this is, I just thank them for allowing me to be on there. But it's going to be 25 minutes of them talk, asking what it is that we do. Dave Scarlett, his Glory Ministry, and I just thank God. So that's at noon today. I don't know if it's live or not, but it'll be about 30 minutes, and honored that the Lord would open that door for us. Okay, go back to Junk Silver, because I was on the Patriot Party news last week, and I mentioned Junk Silver, and people didn't know what I'm talking about. So I want to help you with this again. Hey, friends, look, always, always, when you go to the store, you go shopping. Always, is it taped? Oh yeah, it'll be taped. Yeah, it'll be taped. Always, friends, when they give you coins, look at the coins. Always look at the coins. I'm going to show you why. Pre-1964 U.S. It says here on up there, pre-1965, any coin, nickel, dime, quarter, half dollar, silver dollar, when they made those back originally, according to constitutional money, which Jack McCarthy could talk to us more about that, the Constitution says only gold and silver is legal tender. So up until 1965, every coin printed was silver, copper, because it had in itself intrinsic value. Are you with me? Now, folks, these coins are still in circulation. A pre-1965 silver coin are still in circulation. You say, Coach, how do I recognize them? Well, I'm holding here, right here. I don't know if I can get it close to it. You see, this is copper. This coin is copper, and it's just silver plated. It's just copper. A pre-1965 coin, which you may find when you go to the grocery store, you buy some in the store, they're still in circulation. A lot of them are. This is what's called junk silver, meaning what? Well, it's not junk. It's not junk. It's silver, real silver. Now, I'm going to mess with you here a minute. This is important for you to understand. Yes, Jack, no copper core. So look over here on this junk silver calculator, dimes, whatever coin you get in there would explain it to you, all right? But so today, you want to calculate the price of one quarter of junk silver pre-1964 and previous coins. Well, here's how you do it. So you enter the silver price, make it a little bit bigger. There it is. Okay, it's $28 today. Silver, an ounce of silver is $28.29. That's what an ounce of silver is. All right. So you enter the face value. It's a quarter. This is a quarter. So you have put 25 cents in there, and then you calculate the silver. Hey, Spencer, let's do this again. Let's take 20. I want people, look, hang on. So somebody's already calculated, a pre-1964 quarter is $5.12. It ain't a quarter. It's $5.12 in silver. You get it? Now, what if it was a 50-cent piece? Let's go to a half dollar. What would that be? A half dollar, friends, is $10.23. Pre-1964 half dollar. It's not a half dollar. Well, it's an old half dollar, right? Because the gold and silver is tied to the dollar. An old half dollar is $10.23. Now, wait a minute. This is not what they call numismatic value. I hear some of you say, Coach, I'm not interested in this. Move on. Some people are interested. Stay on. So numismatic value was a coin that was rare and in good condition. Some coins are worth more money because they are rare and in good condition. Not true with junk silver. That's why they call it junk silver. So a dime, put a dime in there. What's a dime? Now, dimes are a little bit different because they're not just totally the same. But a dime is $2.05. A dime pre-1964, if you have one, it's worth $2.05. So it's important for you guys when you're going through your change, how many times are you giving them $2.05 when you think you're giving them 10 cents? So that's what junk silver is. And put this link in there so people can figure out a little bit how this thing works. Go ahead, Glenn. Come on in.
Yeah, let me, a very good point, Coach. But let's underscore it with this. The importance of junk silver is that is from a barter standpoint.
Thank you. Thank
it doesn't you. Make sense. It doesn't make sense to if you have a silver eagle, okay, which is a $1 silver eagle, that's going to be worth say $30.
What's it
you
worth?
Don't, you don't want to take that to the store. What you want to use is dimes and quarters.
That's
because
right.
Then you can buy a loaf of bread, or then you can buy cans of soup, or that's the value of junk silver.
That's what, for bartering. Now, he just said the silver dollar. Put the silver dollar in there. What says your silver value? Put a dollar in. Yeah, I'm sorry. Enter the face value. Put a dollar in there. Pre-1965. Folks, that's $20. A silver dollar is worth $20. Now, here's why. I'm going to say this just kind of quickly. So a quarter is about... it's 71% silver, about 71%. So when you get a quarter, it's 71%. I don't get it. Instead of it being a quarter, if a quarter was worth, if silver was worth $28, a quarter would be worth $7. You can do the math on that, right? But that's not pure, all of it pure. So a quarter that it would be worth $7 is only worth 0.71 of that value because there are some other metals in it. So 0.71 of $30 would be, that coin would be worth, you know what I'm saying? Instead of it being worth $7, it'd be worth $5.65 or whatever. So that's how that whole thing works. Sorry, look, I don't want to get trapped on this, but I got a lot of people to ask me, so I'm just trying to make that very, very clear. When people give you back coins, look and see. They sound different. Does it have that ring around it? And look on the date, 1964 and before that has melt value. And like Glenn said, you'll be able to barter. If you really have to barter it, that'll be worth some value. Not these old clunky ones. They're not worth anything. Jeff Klein, come on in.
Coach, just a little side note on that. Not to be a negative on it, I'll turn it into a positive. But as you look through your coins, as I do it every day, ever since Mike McKee got me started, I look. Well, here about a week ago, I had 8 coffee cans of coins. Over the years, over the last 10 years, we've saved them up.
Of real coins, money.
Just regular money, quarters, dimes, nickels, and pennies. So I dumped all these out. I spent 4 or 5 hours that day going through, because we're just going to take them and cash them in, all them cans piled up. But yeah. I thought, I got to go through every can. So I did. I went through every one. This is the proof they're snatching it up. Yeah, that was $1,600 in coins in 8 cans. I thought it might be $600-$800, but once I got it to the bank and dumped it on the machine, $1,600. Do you know how many silver coins I found in there? Zero.
No. Zero.
I only found 6 wheat pennies.
Wow.
No silver. And I hadn't been pulling it out. I'd just been dumping it every day and now, you know, saving it up. But that's why over the years, I'm glad Mike had us buying that junk silver.
That's right.
But if you find a quarter nowadays, you got some.
Yep. And by the way, folks, they give it the term junk silver. It's not junk. This is junk. The old stuff's junk. Look, I don't want to get bogged down on this, but people had a question, so I wanted to ask it. Jack, go ahead. Then we'll switch gears.
Yeah, most of the silver, the junk silver that's in circulation has been stolen. So it definitely works. It's definitely good to look. I look at all my change all the time. You're not going to find very many, but there are some out there. Every once in a while you find one. Don't stop.
Yep. I had one the other day at Duke and Duchess. I went in and bought some candy for my grandkids and came out, and I'll be done. That thing clinked a little bit different. I looked in, I'll be daggone, $5. Thanks, Duke and Duchess. So you got to look. It's worth time to do it. Dave or Sherry, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, there's a little bit of confusion going on. I can see it's a lot of the junk silver is actually 90% silver content. So when someone pulls in there a dollar, it was 90% silver, but it only weighs 0.77 of a troy ounce. So it's not 0.77% silver. It's 0.77 a weight of troy ounce. It's still 90% silver content. And so you need to study the junk silver to really understand what it is you're buying. And you really do have to look at it's the weight content and the quantity of silver that's in it tells you what it's worth. That's why you need a calculator to find out what it's worth. So there's a lot. But if you study it, it's easy to comprehend, and there's good stuff. And I still get – I've got a silver quarter the other day and some change. And actually, believe it or not, I got a Susan B. Anthony. Somebody gave that to me, thought it was a quarter in my change, and it was actually a dollar. So it's crazy.
So, Dave, so folks, this is really important. So, when you go buy silver, when you go to At Cost Metals to buy – go there real quick, Spencer, atcostmetals.com. I want to explain this to you folks, okay? Because when you order a silver dollar from At Cost Metals, you get a complete round. You get a round. You get a dollar, a silver dollar. Friends, not an old silver dollar, a newly minted silver dollar. That's what you get, okay? Now, Clay, I'm going to see how smart you are. What's a newly minted silver dollar worth, Clay? Now, wait a minute, Clay. Hey, don't answer, Clay, because it's just a dollar. It's just a dollar. That's all it is. It's a silver dollar. It's just a dollar. What's it worth, Clay? A newly minted silver dollar, you know?
Now, I'd probably say maybe a quarter if it's not made of real silver.
No, I'm talking about the ones that are made of real silver.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, $45, $50 probably.
Well, what's the price of silver? What's the price of silver? Today, what's the price? Go back, Spencer. What's the price of it? Today, it's $28.29. What's the value of that coin? $28.29. Why? Because it's silver, okay?
If you can get it for that price.
If you can get it for that price. So that's why at Cost Metals, you do get it at that price, folks. That's the whole key. Okay, I don't know how I got on this, but I think it's really, really important that we really understand exactly what's going on. Man, I'm all over the place today, trying to. Jack, come on in, Jack.
Okay, so when you're exchanging Federal Reserve notes for United States currency, it's an exchange. You're not buying American money. There's an exchange. Just remember. It's a dollar. It says a dollar. That silver eagle says $1. So
hang on, Jack.
Dollar.
Hang on, Jack. Hey, Spencer, pull up silver certificate. Pull up silver certificate.
Not a silver certificate.
Go ahead and pull that up. Go ahead, Jack.
Anyway, just use the right word, exchange, because it's Federal Reserve notes versus $1. United States currency versus Federal Reserve notes. If
so
you
folks,
make that distinction, people will get it.
On the screen right now is a $1 bill that was printed. Can you make it a little bit bigger, Spence? I don't know if you can or not. I'm looking for the date that it was printed. And look at this.
35.
I'm sorry?
1935.
Okay, look right there. This certificate is legal tender for all debts, public and private. And it says at the top, look at it at the top. This certifies that there is on deposit at the Treasury of the United States of America $1 in silver. This was a receipt to go get real silver if you wanted to. And then when they took us off
the
gold
Treasury
standard, then they just printed these things, and all that stuff's no longer on a dollar. You got a dollar in front of you, friends? Pull it up. It doesn't say that. It will say this certificate is legal tender for all debts, public and private, probably says that, but doesn't say anything about gold or silver being on deposit. Doesn't say any of that anymore.
That's not a Federal Reserve note, Coach. That's not a Federal Reserve note. That's the Treasury note.
Yes.
This one is a Federal Reserve note.
Gotcha. Federal Reserve note. So look, see this one? This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. Does it say anywhere on there that on deposit there's silver anywhere? This one doesn't because they took us off. It's called a Federal Reserve note. Go back to the other one, Spence. See, they've pulled a real fast one on us, man. Huh? This is called a silver certificate. See it at the top? Because it was a certificate that would give you silver. If you went to the bank, you said, I would like to have the value of silver in this, please. Well, we know what the value of it was. It was an ounce of silver. That's what it was worth.
Coach, in the left-hand corner there on the Federal Reserve note, because it's not Treasury issued, the Federal Reserve note up until 1965 said this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private, and is redeemable in lawful money at any Federal Reserve Bank or the United States Treasury. They crossed that out in 65 because they knew that in 71 they were going to close the gold window.
All right, so look at this, folks. This is the new dollar. What's it say at the top? Federal Reserve note. What's a note? Well, a note is a promise to pay. So this is a Federal Reserve promise to pay, but the Federal Reserve don't have any money. They just print it. What's the other dollar say on it? It says silver certificate. See how they changed it on us? This certifies that there is on deposit at the Treasury of the United States of America, a dollar, silver, dollars worth of silver. It's a silver certificate. What's the other one? A note. A note. Man, oh man. Somebody made me feel good, say, Coach, I didn't know any of this. I didn't know any of this, Coach. This is how they devalued our money. This is where inflation came through. That's why we're in the mess we're in, right? That's why I'm saying gold, get some silver. Gold's going up, but silver's going to go to the moon. I'm not a financial expert, but I can think. Jeff Klein, come on in, then Joe.
Coach, an example, the silver rounds, the walking liberties.
Yep.
When you buy them in a tube, there's 20 of them in a tube.
Yep.
10 or 12 years ago, Mike got me started buying them. It was $14 an ounce.
$14 an ounce.
So, and then I've had some people say, well, it's already went up. You can't buy it at $14 no more. I said, yeah, but you bought it at 28. A tube of them 10 years ago was $300. Now they're $600, the ones I bought 10 years ago. Now, when it goes to $50 or $60 an ounce, it's going to be $1,200 a tube.
So, folks, understand this. Please understand this. The value of the silver did not go up. It just takes more dollars to buy it because the dollar has been devalued.
Some people are predicting it's going to hit 5 or 6. It should be, if it wasn't manipulated, it'd be at $500 an ounce right now.
That's what I'm telling you. That's where it's heading. That's why at cost metals, you can purchase your own metals. Come on.
Look
come
at
on,
the Joe. Picture Spencer just put up. Spencer just put the right one up. The disclaimer on this one is the right one. Because this is a Federal Reserve note.
This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private, and is redeemable in lawful money at the United States Treasury or at any Federal Reserve Bank. Did you guys know that? It used to be on the dollar?
It says on its face it's not lawful money. It says right on its face it's not lawful money. It's redeemable in lawful money.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Joe. Golly, this is good. And I thought I was going somewhere else this morning.
We'll see. Out west, what's been circulating lately is these gold foil dollars out there.
Mm-hmm.
Out west.
Right.
I think they call them gold back. They've been out like Oklahoma, Wyoming, places like that have been using these. You can go in and purchase items for it.
So, Joseph, that's why we're in the mess, because they've devalued the coins. See, they devalued the value of our money. That's why we have inflation, because the dollar's not worth anything. Lauren.
Can I pray for you?
For me?
Yeah.
Sure.
So, Lord, I thank you for this huddle, and I thank you for Coach Dave. I'm asking you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you would just continue to bless him. That you would bless his Saturday Night Live show, and that you would create a closer bond with Pastor Dave Scarlett and Coach Dave on Take 5 today.
Amen.
That you, Lord God, would open up doors and windows that no man can shut. And Lord God, that you would protect the show And Lord God, from any enemy infiltration, Father, that would try to stop this broadcast from happening on Take Five. I thank you, Lord, how you're just going to move mightily. And I thank you, Lord God, for the vision that you've given Coach and Pastor Dave, just to come together and to have unity underneath you instead of being a house divided against itself, going together, resources, Father, for your glory. I'm asking you, Father, because of the Holy Spirit and because of the gift that you gave us in Jesus Christ and the forgiveness that you're going to bring to this land, because you are our hope. All this other stuff we've been talking about is hopeless, but you are the one who can rescue, restore, revive, and give life back, Lord, so that we can come up out of that grave, turn it around, and give it a hallelujah, because you're the lion that's roaring. But I'm asking you, Lord God, that the weight that Coach Dave and Pastor Dave in this broadcast, they would feel the weight and the beauty and the security of your glory. And they would have an encounter with you, Holy Spirit, like they've never had before. And the people listening would be so blessed because your glory is going to go through the airways and the enemy can't steal it, because you are a good God who's going to give gifts through this broadcast. Thank you for doing this, because you're going to get the glory, because the glory only belongs to you. We are unable to do anything without your help, Jesus. And thank you that together, at this specific time, they will overcome with the word of their testimony about you because of the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Laura Ann. And Laura Ann, amen. Amen. Randy and Dale.
Amen. Coach, we haven't even got to the demand for silver as technology, Coach. Cell phones, the solar panels, the wind generators, they all use silver.
Yes.
Because it's such a great conductor, Coach, other reasons. So we haven't even talked about that. And the fact is, there's only so much silver, more silver in the ground receivable or it's harder to get to, in other words.
That's right.
And it's going to cost more. So we haven't even talked about that. So the demand for silver is going to go off the charts. It needs to get, the gold-silver ratio needs to be about 15 to 17 to 1. It's not even close. So silver is way underpriced.
I appreciate the prayer, Laura Ann, and your points. Folks, listen. If your hope's not in Jesus Christ, gold and silver, Bible says they're going to throw it out in the street. It's meaningless, right? So we understand that gold and silver are a vehicle to advance the kingdom of God. And if you think money doesn't matter, then where are you living? Money matters everywhere, right?
Coach, Jesus talked about money. He talked a lot about money. That's his problem isn't with money. It's with greed. It's not money. It's greed.
That's right. Money can't save your soul. You can't buy your way into heaven. You can't give your way into heaven. So I don't want anybody to think that we're talking about financials, although we are. Hey, folks, Bible says that a wise man sees trouble coming and prepares. That's all I'm talking about. Huh? Hey, come on. You know they can nuke us tomorrow, right, with all that crap's going on in the middle. They can nuke us tomorrow. We could be out of here. But then again, maybe not nuke us tomorrow, and I got 6 months of tough time ahead of me where I have to learn how to barter and do some of that stuff. And you can't get in the bank because there isn't any money. First of all, it isn't money in the bank, and it's just digits. And if the bank closes, where do you get your money? So I'm just trying to tell you, prepare. Dale, come on in.
Well, hallelujah, Coach. Here, look, we can even go, because some people don't understand that it is, all you're doing is currency change, right? This, if you have children or grandchildren, and I do this with my kids a couple times a year, it won't cost you a nickel. You go down to the bank. I got one right by my house, so it's real easy. I go down there and buy $100 or $200 of rolled quarters, Coach. I don't tear those rolls open. I carefully open them. I put them in front of my children. I said, now dump out the one, go through the quarters, see what you see. If it's not in there, then you put it back in the roll. Guess what? You take it back to the bank and get your money back. Now, we have found those round silvers, Coach, and then I take a regular old dumb silver or junk coin, and I put it in there. And I take it back to them. And my kid, listen, Coach, I'm not talking about adults here. I'm talking about kids. They have a blast. They have a blast looking through those rolls to find that, right, that treasure in there.
Yes. Man, Dale, what a lesson. I never thought of that, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. And, friends, let me throw something else at you, too, that for Christmas, I think it was Christmas, whenever, yeah, I bought all of our children a piggy bank. Bought them a piggy bank.
Coach, can I jump on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's a great idea, and you can ask any one of my kids. I will take and give them, remember the song, Silver and Gold? I have little grams that I bought a long time ago of gold, and I give them a silver round, right? And I put it in a box, and I give them that. They get it for Christmas, right? So they get silver and gold. Coach, go give your kid a check for $150 and tell me how long that lasts with them. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about adult kids here. Now, it's bad enough, right? Every single one of my kids can tell you right now, all that silver and gold is in their safes.
Amen, baby. Amen. Teach them, man. Teach them. Train up your children the way they should go. When they get old, they won't depart from it. Craig, come on in.
These paper dollars we're holding, Coach, are like the gift card you got for Christmas 5 years ago, and you dug out your desk drawer, and you go to the store, and you buy it, and it says expired.
Amen. Amen. That's... Or Craig, if you put it in the bank, it belongs to the bank. The bank closes. Friends, if the bank closes, you ain't getting your money back. Sorry. So, yes, it is. It's FDIC insured. All right. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. All right.
I want to put together what they think is right. So I cook all this chicken and.
Cool. All right. So this wasn't anywhere I was going to head today, but let me throw this up here real quick because we've done this a lot and it's on. This all ties together here. Okay. All ties together. First truth, all that stuff that we talk about. It all ties together. And I've shared this before, but somebody help me here. What is the heart of education? Thank you. Repetition. Say it again. Say it again. And then say it again in another way. And then say it again. So I'm going to do it again. Pull up for me number six. Six. Because this is what we are dealing, all of us are dealing with. Okay. Colossians 2. And it says what? I'm crawling down to about eight. I don't want at the heart. Go on down, Spence. I'll tell you when. There it is. Go back up to five. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, joying and beholding you in steadfastness of your faith in Christ. And as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so ye walk in him. Rooted and built up and established in the faith as you've been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you. Now, Spencer, if we were smart, we would look that word up real quick. Spoil. Beware lest any man spoil you. Spoil, to plunder, to strip, to rob, to seize by violence, to corrupt, to decay. Can anybody say dollar bills? Anybody say that right? To corrupt, to cause, to vitiate. All right, now let's go back. Lest any man spoil you. I lost myself. There you are. After the tradition of men. Can you say paper dollars? Would that be a tradition of men? Can you say credit cards? Would that be a tradition of men? After the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. Okay, Spence, click on rudiment. What's a rudiment? Number five, what's a rudiment? A rudiment is a first principle. Isn't that amazing? We talk about first truths. First truths. So the Bible says, be careful of the first truth, man, because that's how they're going to get you. They're going to teach you things that are the rudiments of the world. A first principle or element, that which is the first to be learnt as the rudiments of learning of science, articulate. So, see, they are teaching right now, little children, the rudiments of the world that boys can be girls and girls can be boys. and that men can have babies. These are rudiments, folks. These are rudiments of the world. And the Bible says, be careful lest any man spoil you through what? Through these rudiments of the world. And that's what we're teaching in school. The rudiments of the world, not the rudiments of Christ. Not rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, taught abounding there in thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy. Spencer, that'd be a good lookup. Philosophy. Man, I'm about out of time. Philosophy. What is a philosophy? No, yeah, what's Mr. Webster say a philosophy is? He says, why, literally, the love of wisdom. But in modern acceptation, is a general term denoting an explanation of the reasons of things or an investigation of the causes of all phenomena, both of mind and matter. Thus, that branch of philosophy which treats of God, etc., is called theology. That which treats of nature is called physics or natural philosophy. And that which treats of man is called logic and ethics or moral philosophy. And that which treats of the mind is called intellectual or mental philosophy or metaphysics. Do you get it, friends? After the philosophies of men. So the American government is teaching us an entirely different philosophy in every area. They're creating a new currency. They're dividing people according to race. New system that had never been done. Jesus said there's no Jew, there's no Greek, there's no white, there's no black, there's no male, there's no female. And the new philosophy after the rudiments of the world is that we are all designed by those things that we are not supposed to be divine. Damn, this shows something, isn't it? Huh? Is this something? The stuff that we get into and the what begins to make sense to us after we get away from the rudiments of the world. Can you believe that David tell you that this fake quarter is the same as a quarter ounce of silver? And we would believe it? And that David put digits in your bank account and you would think it was money? And you would pay on a credit card and you think it's your pay. See? Why? Well, these are the rudiments of the world. Doing what? Designed to spoil us. Yes, Brian, all counterfeits. And we haven't even picked up on it. Because why? We're not after truth. Literally, the love of wisdom and not after truth. Okay, real quick. I'm going to hit you with this one as we leave here. Pull up number, where is it? Lord, 80s music. Pull that one up here. We'll talk about infiltration. This is really, really quick, okay? People said they didn't sing like that when I was in school. They didn't infiltrate us like they're doing now with the music they're playing, singing. Okay, go ahead, play this. This is really good.
This has been such a crazy week. I'm going to put on some 80s music. That'll cheer me up. Oh, hey, you. What were you saying? It's just that I miss that like happy, innocent music from the 80s. By the way, who are you?
I'm you, just from the 80s.
Oh, I know this game. I already got a visit from my 90s self.
90s music was super inappropriate.
Take you to the candy shop. I'll let you lick the... Oh, wow. Oh, girl. Just you wait. Just gotta give me a second here. Hold on.
Let's get physical.
Yes, exercise is so important.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but like cardiovascular health.
No, I mean, unless you count as exercise, then sure.
I danced to this in a talent show when I was in kindergarten.
Your teachers probably thought that was hilarious.
Okay, besides that one, what I like best about music from the 80s is it was just pure and fun.
She won't last, baby,
see.
Hey, what's cool about working at Amazon?
Oh, commercial. when you know it. Keep going, man. Hurry, we got a minute left. Ah, heck, we don't have time, right? Yeah, go.
And going to old man Johnson's farm.
To pick raspberries.
No one was picking raspberries.
Oh.
I love this song.
Me too. When I'm super stressed, I just tell myself, relax. Don't do it when you wanna...
Yup. My brother and I used to sing this song in the backseat of the car.
You didn't know any better.
I just threw up a little in my mouth. Okay, this is gonna cheer you up.
I love this one. At my 11th birthday party, kids at the skating rink, they opened up all the sugar packets and they poured them all over themselves. So wholesome. It's sweet. Get it? Here is what it's about. How about this one?
Hey, the rudiments after the world and not after Christ. See you tomorrow.